You're watching New Sound Waves with your hosts, John DeLuna, Brian Kilby, XV, Lady Rick, Bweebum, with Rob Springer.
Hey, everybody, it's your old friend, John DeLuna. Welcome to New Soundwave 80. 80, a nice big round number. Hooray!
Milestones!
Okay. It's going to be a good show.
Made it.
This may sound familiar, but it's not our fault that Sony will not go away. Will not fix things, just fix it. So we're going to talk about PSN. We're going to talk about its woes. We'll talk about L.A. Noir. L.A. Noir is the big game of the week. Peter has it. Peter has played it. Peter will talk about it. Modern Warfare 3, the Xperia Play. What the hell is that? You ask. It's the PlayStation phone. We'll talk a little bit about it. And then we'll get into boobs and then Mortal Kombat Legacy. Yeah, that's right. Boobs. We're going to talk about boobs. It's in the news. We didn't make up the news. The news just happened. And what happened this week? Boobs happened.
No. Peter and me made up the news this week. I can attest to that.
We made up like 50 to 60%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Which is less than the 90% we usually make up. But you know,
yeah.
Yes.
This week actually came
like
out
cable report. News networks. You know.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to do a video game podcast every damn week?
Yes.
Donkey peas on DVD.
Yes.
Guess what guys?
For you.
There's another Android game app out. That's right. It is another Pac-Man clone.
Hey, before we get into it, just a story in modern video game history. So I'm proud to say, or ashamed to say, that I'm about to complete my first sale of virtual content. So on eBay for like $19, at least $19, I'm successfully selling Scorpion's classic costume and fatality for PS3. Wow. And it is a sad world when people.
How do you transfer that now that the PSN?
It's just a code. Well, when PSN comes back up, the code will be redeemable. But it's just a code on a receipt, essentially, for it. So it's up for grabs. And yeah, some wise individual, what am I saying? Some wonderful, wonderful person is paying like $19 for it. Have fun, sir, in 2025 when the PSN is back up and safe. Speaking of,
Scorpion is now a ninja.
So, yeah, it'll be great while everybody's playing Mortal Kombat 11. You will have that costume. Okay, so PSN came up, came back online. I guess, I don't know.
Sunday.
It started coming out like, yeah, this weekend, late this weekend. And it was
the
up
US
for
was green
SAP
on Sunday,
like a day, half a day. Good job, Sony. Good job. So here's the timeline for you guys. So PSN came up essentially on this weekend. Kaz Harai had an awesome, well-produced video welcoming everyone back. Welcome
back.
And then come to find out when you like take PSN down for a month, when you say it's back up, everybody wants to get on it. But that was kind of a surprise, I guess, to Sony that, you know, people actually want to like partake now after a month.
Yeah.
And it overloaded the servers, as they say, and they had to take PSN down again. So that's awesome. That happened. So it comes back up like about a day later or so. Cool. Awesome. By the way, it prompts you when you log back in to change your password. You have to change your password. We get that. That
Are you
sense.
A hacker? No.
Yeah, or no.
Yeah, I have certified. I have read through the terms of service certifying that I am not a hacker.
Yes.
I promise I will not do anything ill-meaning to you.
I promise.
So,
I
will that all
just like
sense.
I've been 18.
That all checks out. Come to find out that there was a hole in the.
Not even a hole.
Enter a new password.
It's a logic. It's not even a hole.
Like a massive, you know, exploitable hole crater. So they had to take PSN down again, like in the middle of the week, like over the last, I guess, day or so. Isn't that right, Peter? I guess within the last 24 hours or so, this all happened.
Yeah.
Well, PSN is actually still up right now, isn't it?
PSN is up. Okay, so it's back up. So this was only like the second or third hiccup in 2 or 3 days.
Right.
Since it came back up. So they're on a roll about like one crisis a day. One brief shining moment.
Turns out if we turn this thing back on, it'll work.
But I mean, at least you have to commend Sony for taking these, sites down. Well, they didn't say why exactly on their website. If you try to click through, they say it's down for maintenance. But in actuality, it's down for so people don't steal your PSN network password and account. So
again,
the fact that they were able to shut the fact that they were able, to shut down a sign in service so quickly is not like that big of a deal because it's not that hard. So
They've done it like 3 times in the last week.
Yeah, they're getting good at it. They probably hired a guy to shut.
Yeah, I want to say it's like this huge guy with black hood over his face, and he's just like holding onto a giant switch.
Yes.
Just do it again. Can I go to the bathroom? No, not yet. You don't know if it's going to happen or not.
Yeah, they're like, no, Patrick, don't
PSN
let go.
Players, I'm gonna tell you a trick, and this will make you be able to play the internet online with your console. Either get an Xbox or, hey, maybe your Dreamcast will still work, because I'm pretty sure the Dreamcast connection will be more secure, and that thing works on CompuServe.
Pretty much. Yeah. And it comes with a Tamagotchi.
That's right.
You're better off using an unencrypted Wi-Fi playing the Nintendo Wii than you are using PSN. Right,
you know, actually getting the Dreamcast to work on the internet is a huge pain in the butt because I am working on it now. You actually have to build a server yourself and have it tunnel, and I'll walk
and
away.
And Brian Kilby can do that.
But the thing is, it still works better than the PS3.
That's true.
You don't have to worry about people hacking your information. Is really the interesting.
I want access to Brian Kilby's Dreamcast server when it's on.
Yeah, really.
Once it's built, sounds like you will have access.
He's playing Seaman.
Shenmue. How about that? Okay, so all the while that this is happening, Japan is apparently smarter than us because they have told Sony to keep it in your pants, buddy. Don't turn PSN on around here until you can promise us that, one, you've done all the things you've said you were going to do, because there's no actual proof that you've done all the security measures you've said you've done. And then also on top of that, just show us, like prove to us, show us the money, show us that you have built a better, safer PSN. So yeah, Japan hasn't gotten PSN back yet because their standards are reasonable.
Turns out they discovered this Xbox Live thing finally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Xbox Live has skyrocketed 3,000% to
Guys, at first I think I wanted to play Final Fantasy and nothing but Final Fantasy, but there's something to this Halo thing the Americans keep playing.
Now, real quickly as a wrap up, let's end on a somewhat positive note, people. So yes, PSN will be up eventually. And so will Sony Online Entertainment eventually.
Be able to sign into it someday too.
When they come back,
one thing at a time. One thing at a time.
Yeah.
And after that, games.
XP, don't get ahead of the curve here. Okay, you just gotta.
I mean, we gotta think. At least they pushed it up in priority. They're like, you know what? Forget making an actual game. Let's get this PSN working first.
Yeah.
One step forward, 10 steps back.
When it comes back online, when these fine systems come back online, you will have your choice of 2 games. So for PS3 owners, you will have your choice of Dead Nation, Infamous, Little Big Planet, Stardust HD, and Wipeout HD. Remember Wipeout? Everybody loves Wipeout. And if you have a PSP, you will also get your choice of 2 games. So you can have up to 4 games if you got doubly screwed. And on PSP, you get to choose from Little Big Planet again, Mod Nation Racers, Pursuit Force, and Killzone Liberation.
That makes it all better.
That's 3/4 of the library.
Like that anyway. Identity theft. Don't worry.
Aren't these games like $10 anyway?
Something like that.
Yeah. Don't
worry. It's the closest we have to a new game.
Yeah. And then also, let's just say it again because we have to. They'll probably send you a bag of dicks and some ketchup. Okay. Also, on top of the up to four games that you're going to get, you also get a 30-day free subscription to PlayStation Plus. So I don't know.
I bet you have to enter your credit card number in there to get the free subscription.
Yeah. It's like just because you've had such a positive experience with PSN. How about like 30 days free on PSN Plus? How about that?
Consumer confidence is high right now.
That's
right. It is. Absolutely.
You can't wait. Why don't you stick around? Like, don't ever log out again. You just want to kind of hang out. You also get some free movie rentals for like one weekend. And then a trial subscription to one of their music downloading services.
Right. But you.
Go ahead.
No, it was probably just something stupid that, you can check out this music, but you can't keep it.
Yeah.
It probably you're limited in selection. You get to use our service, but you're stuck with a Bare Naked Ladies song and some Wilson Phillips.
Oh, wow.
Enjoy it, guys.
Somebody asked, like, what does PlayStation PSN Plus actually do? Good question. It does. It sucks. You get stuff like more demos, reduced prices on things, et cetera. It doesn't. I don't think it costs a lot. It shouldn't cost anything at this point, but I don't think it costs a lot. Hey, by the way, to kind of like, rub salt in your wound, people who are welcome back to PSN, they will be offered, free content, including, I think they're still going to offer like ID theft protection for 1 year because, the whole
are bad guys are bad.
You know,
are bad.
Also, if you're on Sony Online Entertainment, you get some. This is hot stuff, hot shit for people who are into this sort of thing. Hello, JD. You get free rare items. You get free rare items in your games. You get special events in your games. You get XP bonuses. So points, baby, points. You also get 45 days of free like on the house game time if you pay for it. If you're a lifetime subscriber to SOE, my God. I want to meet you. If you're a lifetime subscriber, you'll just get extra super special in-game bonuses because you have a lifetime subscription to SOE. For God's sakes, man, that must be like gold to you to get like special super duper in-game helmets and maces. And
I'm not sure how much $45 of in-game time or 45 days of in-game time would actually be worth purchase, monthly, but maybe they could like refund that amount to the lifetime subscription holders.
Yeah. I'll tell you what it's worth, XV. Crap.
Well, obviously, Peter.
Well, yes. It gives you an extra month and change of days to not play anything online.
Okay, so the last thing,
they don't really explain that the caveat here is that these 45 days include any time that the network is not available, like, now.
Yeah, probably. It's like, that'd be awesome if it's like, it's also prorated. So you have like five more days to like do it.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
By the way, we will be
One last thing before we get to L.A. Noir and Peter takes the stage to talk about the hot game of the week. That whole like you got to renew your password thing that I mentioned with the PSN coming back online. Well, that was part of a firmware update. That's cool. What's not cool is the firmware update apparently may be overheating older PS3s. How? I don't know, but that's kind of awesome. I mean, it sucks for you if you've got an older one of the fat versions of the PS3, but to imagine like a firmware update fries your system.
Let me get this straight. We're going to fix this thing you bought by breaking it.
It sounds almost Microsoft, doesn't it?
God, don't have any problems with your PS3 again,
Rob, you're asking the wrong question here. Rob, you're asking the wrong question here. The question you should be asking for, why should we make it work for you?
make it work for me, because then maybe I can be like,
there's no incentive for that.
It's a selling feature.
No.
Play games online.
The feature is in the winter, if you get cold, just turn on PlayStation with L.A. Noir and then hug it. It'll be fine.
about this whole PSN meltdown deal? I don't mean the actual literal system meltdown that we're talking about right now. Just the whole...
Well, now it's become literal, XV.
You know what, this whole PSN The Legend Continues thing, I have not seen one of those irritating PS3 commercials on in weeks.
Oh, I know.
I have yet.
Isn't that great?
Go on YouTube and then look for PS3 fanboys.
It would be like if Max suddenly started compromising everybody's identity and then like catching fire spontaneously, and we would have been spared those douchey Mac versus PC commercials.
Yep.
That would have been
oh,
so
yeah,
awesome.
A quick side note that the chat brings up. So, oh, what? Do I now?
What, no now, offense, what? John. You're the resident Mac user.
Yeah, well, I am a
douche.
You're
not a douche. Don't worry.
That's right. I'm better than you, and I'm sipping on a latte right now, doing graphic design, and I didn't shave today. Yeah,
well,
man, I'm a Mac user.
You didn't shave today because you couldn't afford a razor because you spend it all on the
That's
computer.
True. It's all my computer. I'm computer poor. I'm Mac poor. Okay, yeah. Oh, by the way, Microsoft, the Xbox, had a similar problem, just kind of like this odd disk error that was apparently bricking some systems. They're giving out new Xboxes to the people who have that. I don't hear Sony giving out free PS3s, though, do I? And by the way, this problem came to light when people were playing L.A. Noire. Speaking of, Peter.
Yeah.
Peter has L.A. Noire. So, Peter, on the 360, thank God. Or he'd have a house fire right now, apparently.
I know. So, my whole place would go up in flames.
Okay,
this place
so what's
is made of prefab, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, L.A. Noire, buddy.
So here is L.A. Noire. It is actually quite a heavy game because it's got three discs in there. There's one missing because it's in my system right now. But there's three of them. It is... How do I say this? It's definitely not the game if you think because it comes from... Because of the fact that it has a little Rockstar logo right here. It's a little misleading because it is not a Rockstar. It's not a Rockstar developed game. It's a Team Bondi game, it actually runs.
No arbitrary F words.
Yeah. So no. There are a lot of arbitrary F words.
Oh, okay.
I accidentally decided to run on the sidewalk to see if I could run some people over, and I did. I got the guy, and said. It's like, you just bounced a citizen off the effing hood. And that was like 5 minutes into the game.
I know. I said the same thing.
Let's see. L.A. Noire took a long time to make. I believe it was 5 or 7 years in the making.
Wow.
So the reason that it took so long is because they used this motion capture feature, which pretty much put these cameras in 180-degree faces, and it recorded all of their movements, their facial features, and everything. So it's a little bizarre because the rest of the game, people, is like a GTA game where their bodies are made, but then you've got this face, which is like very unique. It's very real, and it's a little off-putting at times. It's got that, like, I forget the name of that word, where it's like it's so real that it's really off-putting.
Uncanny Valley.
Thank you. Thanks, God.
So is it like, what is it?
Big Brother is watching.
Yeah. There's that, what's that holiday movie with Tom Hanks in it? It's like that. It's the
Polar Express. Polar Express.
Yeah, it's realistic, but it's just a little off. So it's like, hey, this is horrifying. Yeah,
No, exactly. That movie was very off.
It was very off. Yeah. L.A. Noire is much more on.
Nice.
It's very
old, like, bag of Duracell, people.
Just like the game name L.A. Noire suggests, it is a detective game. Features a lot of like flashbacks, you know, very
mini games.
Well made, like, you know, like coloring is very different. It's very much like a noir type, you know, film style. A lot of flashbacks, a lot of voiceovers, and you pretty much follow this guy named Cole Phelps who. In the game description, it alludes to he did something very bad during the war. He became a decorated veteran, but he doesn't want to talk about it. He's very clammed up about what happened to him during the war, and he's pretty much trying to work his way up so he can right these wrongs.
Still can't sit.
Yeah, most of these cases that are made in like the overall case followed the Black Dahlia cases that happened in LA around that time, the 40s the late 40s, early 50s. It followed that. Those are still unsolved, by the way. So I have not played that far since it's three discs, but I'm assuming they took a bit of liberty since, you know, you do eventually catch the guy, I would assume, because that would be a terrible game if you don't catch him.
After like 100 hours, they're
like, yeah, after like
awesome, I would totally design a game like that.
There were criticisms. A lot of criticism was that there's a lot of cutscenes in the game. But I found the cutscenes so far to be quite riveting. I enjoyed the cutscenes. I didn't feel that they took anything away from the game. I think, you know, investigating and interviewing and gathering data is definitely a different type of gameplay element that hasn't been explored before. So right now, I'll keep playing through it this entire week, and maybe I'll do a little quick follow-up next week. But so far, I am enjoying this game a lot.
Very nice. Very nice. So the story is, like, because Rockstar, well, I mean, it's not technically a Rockstar game, but it's got their name on it, so it's got certain standards. So the story is up to snuff,
so yeah, to speak. Yeah. It's very character-driven, so it's definitely... the way voiceovers work in the beginning of every case is that right before the case, it shows a little piece of him during the war when he was getting into the war. And then it talks about how it's his time to be the cop. And it's his, you know, it pretty much is very character driven. His aspect is what drives him. And you fully, as you go through the game, you explore how, what happens and how, why he wants to be the cop he wants to be.
Nice, nice. Very good, Peter. Okay, cool, cool stuff. One of the biggest games, probably the last several years, really, is Modern Warfare 2. Well, the trailer for Modern Warfare 3 has come out, and some initial game details have leaked. We'll see if they're real or not. Of course, at this point, they're the rumor stage. They're at the rumor stage. So it looks like Modern Warfare 3 will feature larger maps. It could feature larger maps, indestructible environments, just like Battlefield. The narrative picks up where Modern Warfare 2 left off, as you would think. With these names, I always love these names. Soap, Price, Soap. I love it. Soap. Yes, the character's Soap. Go ahead, Peter.
I don't know why they talk about their narrative, because nobody really...
Yeah, it's not like the biggest part of Modern Warfare.
No, absolutely not.
But I guess some people care about it. This is one of those things where, like, a lot of these FPS games, they're a lot like fighting games, where you're like, story. What's the, like, you know, who cares?
I shoot the dude, yo.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, but apparently, okay, so if you're riveted by the story of Modern Warfare, great. So Soap, Price, and their Russian informant are on the run after Modern Warfare 2. We will leave it at that. The game will launch in November, first week of November, it looks like. And the development duties have been shared by Infinity War, Sledgehammer Games, and Raven Software. And you'll be fighting in New York, Paris, and London. Hoo-ha.
Infinity War, wasn't that a Marvel comics?
It's Infinity Ward.
Ward. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's more like it. Yes, Infinity War.
That would explain my confusion, wouldn't it?
Yeah, what's left of it, at least.
Yeah, Infinity War would probably be a better company, but that's all right. Yeah. At least more violent. Okay,
whatever's left of Infinity Ward, at least, so we'll see.
Yeah, so like five guys and an intern at this point, I guess. Perhaps, like, I don't know, an old sofa that counts as like a staff. And we got Sophie. Okay,
and
so,
we've got that bench in the women's room.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, buddy, everybody, hold on to your butts. Get ready to trade in that iPhone, because here comes the PlayStation phone. The Xperia Play. We can't wait. We've been hearing about the PlayStation phone for what feels like forever. And later this month, May, it'll be available. On May 26th, the Xperia Play will be coming to Verizon. It is going to be awesome, jawsome, and probably a security risk.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder how long until it, like, you know, dumps your, like, contact lists and text message archives comes, like, and stuff onto the internet.
Yeah, like on the side is a place to swipe your card because, like, let's just get it over with right now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, no, so
when you set the phone up, that'll be the first thing it asks you. Please enter your credit card number so that we can distribute it to the internet.
Yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So it'll cost $199.99 with a 2-year contract because, yeah, again, it's phone. It's not like a PSP where there's no strings attached. So it's like $100. It's $200 for 2 years, and you'll need to sign up for both a Verizon Talk plan and a data package. And those start out at $39.99 and $29.99 respectively. So you're looking at, let's see here, $70 in monthly fees. Isn't that fun? It's powered by Android 2.3, which is also known as Gingerbread.
Yep.
And it will come packaged with 7 free games, which is kind of cool. It's the least they could do for the $70 a month.
Hey, so look, Crash Bandicoot's back.
Yeah.
It's a port.
Oh, it's
brand new PSP phone. What you using with it, Angry Birds?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I think Tetris is a little more telling here, Rob.
Maybe.
Very nice. So,
damn it, the PSN's down. I can't even call my mom.
Well, no, see, I figured this out. They don't need to give away your credit card information and everything because Verizon's already going to be taking it out of you every month, and you'll have given them permission.
Yeah.
Reach right up that butt. Dry.
So, yeah, so the 7 free games in total. Madden NFL 11. Did I mention Madden NFL 12 is like about to be, you know, previewed?
Yeah, it's coming out.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I mean, okay. It is summer, so obviously it's time for the 2012 game.
About
to come
a month
out.
Or two.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So
you'll get that when Madden 13 comes out, though. Don't worry.
That's right. Yeah. But I'm jamming on my phone, man. I'm using players that retired like 4 years ago. You know, it's like, all right, is that Steve Young? Yeah, man. Okay, so Madden NFL 11.
Ooh, OJ.
Bruce Lee Dragon. Yeah, OJ. Dude, if it had OJ, I would buy this phone. It would be the OJ. Let me whip out my OJ phone. It's also got a shank. Okay, so I'll remind you, he was proven. He was innocent. Or not guilty. There's no innocent. What am I saying? He's not guilty for a law, but he was guilty at the civil trial. Boom. Yeah. Anyway, okay, NFL 11. Let me fight through this list of 7 games.
Come on, you can do it. NFL 11.
Okay, breaks down my door, and you never see me again. Madden 11, Bruce Lee, Dragon Warrior, Asphalt 6. Asphalt 6, Adrenaline. The Sims 3.
There was
3.
An Asphalt 1 through 5?
They're cell phone games, I believe.
Well, what is like, this game? Like I never even racer. Heard this.
Asphalt, yeah. It looks like it. Apparently, it's on like the preview images of the phone. They show Asphalt 6. Anyway, The Sims 3, Star Battalion, Crash Bandicoot, yes.
Yeah.
And Tetris.
Back, baby. Yeah.
Naughty Dog, woo!
Yeah, Naughty Dog. Man, Crash Bandicoot.
And Tetris.
Tetris. Because, you know,
how many
Tetris.
Years has it been since Tetris was last a headliner?
But you can't launch a game. You can't launch a phone that is a gaming platform without Tetris.
Does it have snakes, yo?
Yeah, it needs Snake.
Does it have a Sudoku application?
I'm sure you could download it for like $5.
It's probably man. It's got a calendar.
Views and everything.
Hey, by the way, PS1 games have been kind of slow, buddy, on the Android marketplace. There's only been about 1 to 5,000 downloads. On the marketplace.
It turns out nobody wants them.
Yeah, each for each game. But how could you say no to games like Cool Borders 2, Destruction Derby, and Siphon Filter?
I think.
Oh yeah, Jumping Flash. To be fair, Jumping Flash is kind of fun.
I love Jumping Flash.
I think the real question is, there was a Cool Borders 1.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. I think I vaguely remember that. I definitely remember.
I think I remember it too, sadly. Wasn't that in, like, 1993?
Yeah.
PS1.
Yeah, I mean, PS1 games. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if Kiss Pinball will make its way out, because that was a great PS1 game.
Revolution X.
Yes.
Revolution X. Nice.
I want to buy a brand new system so I can play some crap from 12 years ago. Yeah.
Okay, so before we get into our infamous Mortal Kombat Legacy.
What are we going to do when this Mortal Kombat Legacy is over with?
We got to make content.
I think it's like half over or over.
It's half over. There's 10 episodes this season.
Okay. Oh, this season?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't wait for season two when they add like a love subplot or something like that. Or a dog. Yeah, they introduce somebody's pet. Okay.
The dog will be Liu Kang.
Or somebody's zany cousin moves into the apartment.
Or the sassy little kid.
Yes, the smart aleck kid. That'll be awesome. With glasses, because he's smart.
Oh, look, Shiva's
he's sassy because he's smart.
There's Shiva, played by one of the sisters.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I need to work, too.
And then maybe like a cameo by Whoopi Goldberg, because, you know, what the hell.
I love where this is going. I love where this is going. Like, we're making a better show than
that. Even better than last week's Mortal Kombat conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So, before we get to that, the top April 2011 game sales, if you were curious, Mortal Kombat. Number one with a bullet, woo, baby. Portal 2, Lego Star Wars 3, woo, Call of Duty Black Ops, Tiger Woods, Crysis 2, Just Dance 2.
Just Michael Dance.
Michael Jackson, The Experience was number
oh,
eight.
Oh, my.
I that really hope that's either
such a wrong title.
Person shooter or an erotic roleplay game. That's all I'm saying. That's all I hope. One or the other. I'm pretty sure the life of Michael Jackson could be told accurately with a first-person shooter or an erotic dating game.
Oh, my God.
And Pokemon and NBA 2K11 round out the top 10. So last story before we get to Mortal Kombat. Have you guys heard about Duke Nukem coming out? Perhaps? Maybe? It's only been
only for like the last 6 years?
Yeah,
and this is a game.
It's longer than that. I mean,
maybe something like that. It's been about 13 years. So
I've only paid attention for six.
Well, you haven't missed much.
I think we were all teenagers.
The
last
six, like the first six. The first site to promote Duke Nukem has been unleashed upon the internet. Put the kids away. Are you ready for the URL? It is after the show, you can look at this, guys. Wait till after the show. It is boob-tube.eu. Boobtube.eu.
I like how it's a gay website. That's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, I do. I think that's fun. So, Rob, when you go to this site, because I know you will, sir. I know you will. It currently features such wonderful categories as the Hall of Hotness, a competition where pretty people get to go to Vegas, Duke's Alien Autopsy video, and Duke Nukem Shooting Gallery, in which you can compete against one of several girls in a point-blank style shootout in an attempt to make them show you their breasts, which they do. Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
you get to see boobs, like polygon boobs. That's awesome. That's awesome.
What you're basically saying is to promote this brand new video game, they decided just to make any other internet website.
Yeah, pretty much. I can't believe
they got BoobTube. I can't believe they got the URL BoobTube.
I'm surprised that's not taken either. I mean,
I bet they paid a lot of
money. I bought this to put this up. We are getting so many angry emails. There's so much job. Yeah, let me do this. And they're like, what's with all these angry emails? A lot of people are pissed, apparently.
You're like, you know, it was like on my goals this year. I had to register BoobTube, you know? It was like
imagine the write-off.
Yeah.
Sitting there with the accountant and BoobTube. What? nice. Guys, I think we actually have to pay a little more taxes on that one. And
nice. Okay. So yes, go check it out after the show. After the show, because you don't want to miss Mortal Kombat Legacy. Sand from Bone. It felt like a year watching it. This week's episode,
boy, did it,
is titled Raiden. And it comes in at 11 minutes, which is almost, not joking, this is like at least 50% longer than the last couple weeks. The last couple weeks have been like 7 minutes. This is a veritable marathon of Raid at 11 minutes. It's actually a new record, I think, for length of episode. So So
with original content,
we get to the roundtable. Let me just for those who haven't seen it yet, for those who haven't invested the time, we are back on Earth. We are back in gritty, gritty, real world Mortal Kombat with no transition.
It tells you. Yes, and it lets you know it's gritty.
Okay, so let's just talk about that real quick before we like summarize the episode. This episode starts with what I guess is a disclaimer, or like
I should tell people.
I have no idea what's happening right now, like in this video.
You never will.
So fire it up. It starts off with like a message from the director saying, like, this is my take on Mortal Kombat. It's gritty and real. And like, you know, like without like saying it, he's like, you know, all you haters, all you 12-year-old haters, or us.
Yeah, he's been watching the show.
New Soundwave, bag of dicks.
Yeah. Bag of dicks. Here's yours. So it's the weirdest thing ever. So I mean, it's like this like apology / like self-defense of the work so far by the director.
Yeah, because the past two were really gritty and realistic. And yeah, that sure was, director.
This is a perfect blend of gritty realism with a slight hint of mysticism. And he really hopes that we enjoy it as much as he did make it.
And by the very end, it actually resembles something that looks like Mortal Kombat. Yeah. But only that last half quarter second.
So, and what I think it is because, you know, I'm guessing there has been a nice amount of criticism for this series. So they're trying to
word LOL was in that criticism.
Yeah, I mean, they're responding, Peter. You're right.
Yeah.
So, real quick before we get back into it. Okay, so this episode, like we said, gets back into the gritty, real, awesome, extreme Mortal Kombat with no transition. No transition from the fantasy world. We just get right back into it. So it's about Raiden. It's apparently his more or less his origin story in this universe where Raiden is transported to Earth by a lightning bolt. Okay, cool. But he lands in a mental institution, like the backyard of a mental institution, and they think he's crazy, man. He's crazy. So, and he's also, unfortunately for him, wearing a white suit. So apparently they take him in. And he's crazy because he thinks he's Raiden, the god of thunder, the god of lightning. So they keep pumping him full of drugs, and you've got the evil, like, you know, nut house doctor who pumps him full of this blue stuff that Raiden coughs up and vomits all the time because vomit is cool.
He makes blue vomit, especially glowing blue.
Yeah.
Yes. Blue vomit, glowing especially. Blue stuff. Yeah. Which it was no doubt like actually what happens in mental institutions, right? They
absolutely
pump you full of
blueberry
something.
I've had enough family members in them to know that's true.
Who think they're Raiden, ironically. So he makes a friend, this kind of waify, sometimes she's hot and other times she's kind of gross and weird looking girl. Anyway, she believes he's Raiden, of course.
And crazy.
One thing leads to another, and they try to lobotomize Raiden like 5 times. It doesn't work, and they don't seem to like care. Like the doctors don't seem to care that like we've like jabbed his brain 8 times, and he's not affected like at all. So like maybe he's not human. I don't know. Like we've rammed an ice pick to the back of his head 10 times today.
Yeah.
Still like bitching at us about
and then
it.
Blue goop comes out and then they just leave it again and then he says twice this will relieve your issues
except it doesn't. So like maybe we should look into this Raiden thing anyway. So one thing leads to another, and apparently without any explanation Raiden is strapped again to the table post lobotomization, I suppose is the word. His girlfriend runs in. She grabs the ice pick. He's like, do it. And she's like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, man. And of course, she's locked herself in like the laboratory or the operation room. And the doctors are pounding on the window. And she stabs Raiden in the heart. Again, we don't know why. But when she stabs him in the heart, he explodes into lightning. He's transported to Chinatown. I'm not making this up.
It happened.
You couldn't make this up.
No, you can't make this bad stuff up. You can't make
it. Yeah, it's transported. Oh, yeah, he leaves behind, like, a pool of the blue goo in the operating room. Everybody's covered in,
blue bear. He almost exploded into the blue
goo. Yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird. Okay, so he's transported magically to Chinatown. And then, like, John Connor, he's, like, walking around confused in Terminator. He walks past.
And still.
Yeah, well, not naked, thank goodness. Although that would be awesome if he was naked, because as he's stumbling around, he notices this older couple. The man's wearing a rice hat. Aha! And he just grabs the poor old man's rice hat.
No, it's so sad that, you know, they got a stereotypical old Asian man wearing a rice hat. Why can't white people wear rice hats?
Yeah, because Raiden's like, you know, he has to be white.
Because they're not Asian, Peter.
Damn. <What? laughs>
Actually, so it would be awesome if they were like, it was like a black couple or something like that, and he's wearing a rice hat. Yeah, who cares? Okay, yeah, like, sure, I'll buy that. You know, hey, Raiden's coughing up, like, steals, you know, blueberry jam. I don't care.
Steal your hair. Poor Asian guy. You know, that guy probably just came back from the rice paddies. And
yes. I like Peter. Peter is mad and offended.
Sure. You're a jerk.
He's a jerk. And he's a thief because he stole the rice hat. So
that's the gritty part. He stole.
Yeah, that's the horrible part. Nothing.
That's the gritty, realistic part that he stole a hat.
In Chinatown, old men get their rice hats stolen all the time.
You know, episode 6 Raiden, or as I refer to it, one flew over to Doo Doo Nest.
I like it.
It's like if someone decided to make a Nine Inch Nails video. And it stops and left out. It's like, hey, he got here by lightning. First off, this happens with Terminator and all that. You think if they can do that, they could, I don't know, figure out where to go? Like, let me just land in the most inconvenient place ever with no clothes. But no, he just lands here. And, you know, of course, they're like experimental. He just flew from lightning. He can't.
Yeah.
And he can't zap him.
Don't worry about it.
And he's like, I get that, but like he zaps out of it long enough to beat him up every few minutes. But while he's like, hey, why don't I just use this lightning?
Yeah, that I've just been like charged.
But no, I'm just going to be punching and punching, and he shoots me in the head with a dart. Oh my God, this freaking hurts. And it's like,
Never mind that. Like, again, his brain has been like scrambled 5 times with an ice pick. Anyway,
well, what gets me? It's like, the only time he gets to be badass in this whole episode is when he steals an old man's hat and looks around like, God damn, I'm hard. And it's like, you can beat up orderlies and forget you can fly in thunder. He's the God of Thunder. You know what? The God of Thunder is useless.
Well, look at Thor.
He kind of is. And like in Mortal Kombat, like he dies like at least once. So you're like, wait a minute, I thought you were a god. What kind of like this is a pretty sorry excuse for a god.
That does seem to follow, because I mean, most of the time Thor's just this like drunk guy with long hair.
Yeah, it's only when a director makes him cool is he ever worthwhile.
Right.
But, you know, I liked it better when Raiden was just that fat guy in the white shirt in the first Mortal Kombat. Before he became like Christopher Lambert, like, you know, the fat guy. Yeah, I played a fat guy. I like him. He goes, yummy, yay. Listen to that noise, yummy, yay. That kills me.
Wait, they got a fat guy to play Raiden in the first movie?
No, the first game. He's noticed the actor is actually kind of noticeably chubbier than the rest of the cast.
Yeah, there's this issue. He's got fat face.
There was an issue of EGM where they showed the actors and them taking the pictures. And it's like it's actually the guy who played Johnny Cage's brother. A little bit of trivia. But the guy who played Johnny Cage is in shape. And they're like, hey, what's your fat brother doing? He's like, put these pajamas on him. And make him make poses. And the funny part is, his default color was blue, but the vest was red. So he's like, why shouldn't the default color be red? Nah.
Yeah, don't worry.
It stops making sense at the beginning. Yeah. And now we get a series where it's like, okay, Raiden's the God of Thunder. What does he do? He shows up. He gets some orderlies. He gets lobotomized, and he throws up a whole lot. What the? next one's going to have a disclaimer. Rob, you are not allowed to watch my show anymore.
That's right.
I really thought that was – I really found it to be interesting that he was able to fight, like, you know, three orderlies at once, and then the one guy throws him down. He's like, oh, no, get off me. Oh, no.
He's like, let me out. Let me out. Use your power.
That's right.
You have obviously worn off.
Yeah, where was the flying, like, yabba-dabba-doo, like, Superman move?
Well, yeah, you know, as a god who has his powers still, he is really susceptible to trank darts in the forehead.
Well, I get it. I get it. You're tranquilized. He's kind of in a bad situation. Every time he gains consciousness, they tranquilize him. But when do they tranquilize him? While he's busy beating the crap out of the other guys. And it's not like they're fast-moving. He could just literally be like, this is the time for me to use my power right
just
now.
Just electrocute the crap out of everyone, and you can just walk out of there.
It's like they're shooting him with stun guns. I'm a badass. Shoot me with a tranquilizer dart.
Oh, it's over.
Yeah. Also, by the way.
Especially in the forehead.
He left his girlfriend. He totally, like, ditched the girl.
I know.
Well, he stole an old man's hat.
I know you're crazy, but here's some blue goop. I'm out of here. I'll see you later, sister.
Yeah, you're like, you're the only one who believes me.
Stop and think about it a second. Not only did he leave his girlfriend, he stole an old man's hat.
Yeah.
Raiden, the jerk.
Yeah, moral of the story. Raiden's an asshole.
Raiden hates mental people, Chinese people.
He abused
people.
The healthcare system and to live off of that hospital for a few days.
Yeah. A few days. It was like day 84.
That's like your tax money.
Days.
That was tax money Raiden stole.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with him. He could have lightened it out there any minute.
That's the gritty realism.
Pumpkins eat Raiden.
How much ketamine did he suck up?
That's the gritty realism.
Just give me all that blue medicine.
Yeah, that's the realism. Raiden owes taxes. That's the gritty realism. Lots of bad taxes. Call the IRS.
You know, usually that's when they check
the IRS. And I don't mean the IRS. I mean Mike Rotundo. That's what I mean. I mean, like, you know, WWF IRS needs to run in and collect.
They're not keeping you in one of these hospitals without proof of insurance.
Yeah, what a joke.
The thing is, I
have HMO, okay, man? I can stay.
The whole premise is stupid anyway, right? It's like, hey, we don't know who this guy is, so we're gonna you know, inject him with something. We don't know if it's going to affect him or not, and then put him into the mental institution.
You know, it's like,
it's like John Doe. We're going to put you in a mental institution, but I don't belong here. I don't believe you. Well, let's just you know, put you, you know, tranquilize you for, you know, 10 billion times for 84 days, and then we'll figure it out later.
This guy keeps beating up the orderlies. You know what? Let's give him a lobotomy. That's not how it works. They put him in one of the padded rooms. Like,
Rob,
put him
how many state mental facilities have you been in?
One. But it's like they put him in the padded room, and it's just... Wait. No, let's give him a lobotomy. This dude is difficult. Let's give him another lobotomy. You know what? Let's put him in a higher, security facility, because apparently ours isn't cutting it.
Hey, to eliminate your feelings of grandeur, we're going to give you a lobotomy. It's going to be great. It's the only way. There are no other proven studies to help
my
you
favorite.
With this type of disorders.
The doctor speaking in a tape recorder, and I'm going to mimic it right now. Hang on. And we've resorted to more arcane methods. I'm evil. I mean... It's like, we get it, okay? You're the bad doctor.
You know what doesn't make any sense is, why is there a video camera there, but he also uses a tape recorder? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's dramatic, man. As, like, makes love to the recorder.
Yeah.
Yes, and just kind of like, mahaha, muhaha. Okay, so.
And just think, if they would have given him electroconvulsive therapy, he probably could have, you know, shot out of there even sooner.
I'm a little jealous, though. I wish I threw up bright blue liquid as opposed to brown water, you know? It'd be like, look at that. That's pretty.
Okay, so we look at the
it's on my arm.
And his set, his special moves, which are unfortunate, but probably treatable with a better diet and some bed rest. On that note,
killing Peter here, Rob.
I think so. I think so. Well, you're killing, like, your small intestine from the sounds of it. Perhaps your colon. Okay, so on that note, we're going to wrap up.
Hurl.
80 was water. Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat Legacy is not, and Rob's digestive system is not. So
not a blue liquid one.
for the crew, I'm your host, John Alina. For XV, for Peter, AKK, Buibum, and for Rob. Oh, Rob. And for Rob's stomach. Man.
Oh, that does not puke.
Whatever he's been digesting in there. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. God.
And I'm the one who's been eating food from years ago.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
God. Where'd all this corn come from?
I don't remember eating that.
Is that watermelon seeds? What the hell?
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, say, okay. Okay. Again,
there's my keys.
Brew and the chat. We love the chat. And for Rob's demon farts, I'm John. We will see you next week for New Soundwave 81 and more Mortal Kombat.
Keep Mortal Kombat 7.
Wow. Yeah.
This has been New Soundwave with your hosts, John DeLuna, Brian Gilby, XV, Lady Rick, Buibum, with Rob Springer. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Check out all our videos at tfvideo.net. Like the podcast? Tell your friends. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.